Your taxes hold the key.
Property owners, assessments for 2017-18 based on the reduced rates are now available. Remember, property tax payments may be made in half-yearly or quarterly installments. Payments in full or any installment should be made by the end of the calendar month in which the amount is due. Payments may be made online via the tax portal at jamaicatax.gov.jm or at any of the 29 tax offices island-wide. For further information, call our customer care center at 1-888-TAX-HELP, that's 1-888-829-4357, or visit our website at jamaicatax.gov.jm. This has been your Tax Tip in 60 Seconds, brought to you by Tax Administration Jamaica.
On this week's Get the Facts, we tell you how to retrieve an impounded vehicle. The Transport Authority, TA, is one of the bodies responsible for impounding and facilitating the retrieval of impounded vehicles. Manager of Corporate Communications at the Transport Authority, Petrakeen Williams, says the authority impounds or seizes vehicles for specific reasons.
These relate to a private motor vehicle operating as a public passenger vehicle, operating a public passenger vehicle without a valid road license, and also operating a public passenger vehicle contrary to the terms and conditions of the road license.
Retrieving a motor vehicle from the pound begins by collecting the warning notice from the TA inspector or a traffic ticket from the police and summons from the relevant TA office. Next, go to the pound where your vehicle is being stored, and the record driver, security guard, and pound clerk will verify the condition of the vehicle. There you must also collect a copy of the checklist, seizure form, and wrecker bill.
After you've retrieved those documents, you would have to attend court. So the summons that you are issued will tell you the court date in effect. And so you attend court on the specified date. The court will make a determination as to whether or not the vehicle is to be released to you. And if the court decides that the vehicle is to be released to you, then the court will issue either a letter addressed to the Transport Authority, or you will be issued a receipt for payment of the court fine.
If the operator is imprisoned, he or she will be given a document from the Correctional Services. The court receipt or letter from Correctional Services must be presented to the TA in order for the vehicle to be released. Pay the wrecker fee at either the bank or the wrecker company. Storage or pound fees are incurred once the vehicle is placed in a pound facility, with rates applying to weekends and public holidays. Current charges for motor cars are $5,000 for the first day and $1,000 each day thereafter. For buses or trucks, it's $5,500 for the first day and $1,250 each day thereafter. Either the TA or the police can seize your vehicle. If it was seized by the police, visit the station appropriate to your region for your release to be signed by a senior ranking officer. Persons whose vehicles are seized for being unlicensed are not required to go to the police, but to the tax office to have the vehicle licensed. Take all receipts or relevant court documents along with original documents for the vehicle to the Transport Authority office. All transactions will require a taxpayer registration number, TRN, and identification card. You may use a current driver's license, national ID, or passport. Pay storage fees, collect seized vehicle release form, and present it along with storage receipt to the pound in return for your vehicle. Vehicles can only be released to the owner and driver of the vehicle at the time of seizure, or someone authorized in writing to conduct business on the owner's behalf. The authorization letter should be certified by a justice of the peace. That's it for this week's edition of Get the Facts. I'm Twyla Whelan. Join us again next week for more.
Me a 23rd labor day, come back with this to preserve a beautiful island. Me a 23rd, that is labor day. 55 years and yes, we still going. Make we clean up every scully, every street must glow. Make we clean up the place, come make we clean up the place. Our little country, make we clean up the place. You love Jamaica, so make we clean up the place. We say, clean up the place, come make we clean up the place.
This is Razor B and I'm saying this Labor Day, May 23rd, beautify our island, restore and preserve our heritage, make Jamaica beautiful. I feel it!
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.